day, everybody. Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those on your afternoon wrap-up. Coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now, over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Well, the cattle complex was mixed today, with the live contracts moderately higher. Meanwhile, feeder issues were narrowly uneven. For the most part, hog futures were in the red today with deferreds, losing ground to spot April. Corn futures were a penny plus higher today in business, with light commercial buying seeming to be evident in the largely featureless activity. Boosted by strong evidence, though, of consumer confidence, the stock market was higher today, with the Dow Jones 93 points higher and the NASDAQ better by 18. Live futures held moderate gains today, supported by short covering and profit-taking following Monday's crash. Chart supports appeared to be above the $120 basis in April. Tall country premiums, though, should continue to cause aggressive bears to think twice. Beef cutouts were higher today, up 29 to 80 cents, with very light box movement. And feeder issues were narrowly mixed today near the top of the noon hour. The trade volume was very light, with most of the focus on potential developments in the live market. And grain futures were mostly a little higher today as markets tried to calm down after a volatile start to the week on Monday. Corn prices, though, posted small gains today, trading near overnight highs, while keeping to an inside day on the heels of yesterday's bearish outside day lower. May futures did fulfill some downside objectives Monday on the way to new 2017 lows, though the market was not yet completely oversold on momentum indicators. Soybeans held on to small overnight gains, though, after a rally in Asia began to fade as the session wore on. May futures held to an inside day after falling to new five-month lows yesterday. And finally, wheat prices were mostly a little higher today as futures tried to firm as the overnight trade wound down. Hard red winter wheat futures made new 2017 lows, though, today before reversing higher, while other markets clung to inside days. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network.